mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
How can one's personality style help or hinder you from having a happy life? That's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to be doing that with Merrick Rosenberg. He's the author of The Chameleon. He's CEO of Take Flight Learning. And if you missed our first conversation, I'm going to have Merrick. Welcome, Merrick.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, just quickly summarize what those personality styles are that we're going to be referring to in this episode, if somebody missed that episode.
Sure. Well, we've got four personality styles. I link them to four. So we've got eagles. They're confident. They are assertive. They're very direct. They care about results and getting things done. Parrots, enthusiastic, charismatic, animated, social, and talkative. Doves, soft-spoken, harmonious, good listeners, very caring and helpful. And owls, logical, analytical, detail-oriented. Asking lots of questions. And like we talked about last time, we're a combination of all four, but there's probably one or two which are very much your dominant style.
Okay. So how can, let's deal with the negative first and then we go to the positive. How can your personality style hinder you from having a happy life?
Well, what happens is when we use our style as a strength, it drives our success. It drives our relationships. It makes us, it puts us in a place where we're going to lead a very successful and happy life. When we overuse our strengths become our weakness. So take the eagle. Being direct is very positive. They call it like it is. They tell people what they think. But if you dial that up too much, they become blunt and abrasive and sensitive, and they hurt people's feelings. Their confidence can become arrogant. And so what we have to do is use our strengths, but not overuse them. If for a parrot, if you dial up that optimism, they become unrealistic. If you dial up their energy, they become very scattered and disorganized. Take the dove. I mean, they exude compassion and caring. But if you dial that up too much, it can be smothering. It's almost like, I picture like the grandmother who's putting food on your plate and saying, here, take more. And you're saying, no, I'm done. I'm full. But they're still putting more on your plate because they're like, you take it. You eat it. It's love, but it's too much. And when you dial anything up, even love, it becomes too much energy. The owl, too much logic and accuracy. They can't make a decision. They can't get things done because it has to be so perfect. And this impacts us at work. It impacts us because we impose this on our spouse or on our children. That when we overuse our strength, it really bothers the people around us because it's just, it's too much of that style and it just pushes their buttons defensively.
But I'm sitting, I'm listening, I'm like, it would be so much easier if everybody just really, they ended up being more in tune to who they are. So it would then impact how they really relate to other people. And a lot of people really don't know who they are.
And the most, exactly right. And the most self-aware people have the strongest relationship. Because if I'll use an example. I'm the parrot. So my wife is an owl. So for me, I'm just, you know, I go with the flow. Life is good. I don't really stress about too many things. But as an owl, she has systems. You know, how we clean the dishes or where, how we put things away or the way we fold something. And for me, I don't need to do that. I can just put it away. If it's not in the same spot as last time, it's okay. I'll find it. But for her, she knows exactly where it is. Everything has a place. Everything stays in its place. Now, by me understanding that I don't really, that's not one of my needs, but it's one of hers. I'm very conscious of making sure that I don't impose my needs on her and I honor what she wants. So I say, you know what? She has a desire to load the dishwasher the same way each time or put the towels away, you know, fold them in a certain way. And you know what? That's important to her. Okay. I honor that. But it's because I understand she's the owl And there's no judgment. It's just that's who she is. Mm-hmm. And when we understand each other, the judgment goes away. And what we replace that with is acceptance. And that's what builds the relationships.
Hold on, because you went through all of the personality. You said you're one way, but then if you dial it up, then it becomes a negative. How then can one try to strike that balance, though, in their relationships?
Yeah, the key is what happens is we tend to overuse our style when we're under stress. So the first thing is to recognize in ourselves when we're stressed. When we get stressed, that's when that dial gets turned up and it's like it gets pushed into that red zone where it's no longer serving us. So we need to, like the eagle who becomes very blunt and can become abrasive in that overuse mode. You know, that breath, breathe, relax, and then use their strengths, but not overuse their strengths.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
For all your events, such as educational forums, workshops, book launches, weddings, and more, contact Noreen Daly, the ultimate MC and event host. Visit NoreenDaly.com or follow her on Instagram at Noreen Daly Jam. Noreen Daly, creating long-lasting memories.
So we've been talking about how it can hinder you. How can it help you to have a happy life?
Well, the key is first is to find what feeds your soul. Find what feeds your personality. In other words, for me as a parent, I love to get out there and talk to people. And for me, I get to be on a stage and speak at conferences and I get to meet people everywhere. As a parent, that feeds me. But if I had to sit and crunch numbers all day long, you know, with a calculator or a spreadsheet as an accountant, that would exhaust me. So I didn't put myself on that path. Maybe an owl might say, actually, as an owl, I like that. I like the complexity of the data and analyzing it and making decisions. So if you want to lead a happy life, find a place where your personality can shine through. Because when you're working in your personality, it feeds you. You go home energized. But when you're working in a role in which your personality is not playing out, is not shining through, it's exhausting. I mean, every day, it's like, can an owl get up on stage and energize an audience? Sure. Anybody can display any behavior. But if that was their job and they had to do that every day, they'd go home exhausted every single day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Because one of the things, because I work in education. And one of the things I tell people is that I'm not bored. Because, yes, there's some things that after a while I can expect, but I can't necessarily tell you what a typical day is for me. Because I might have students coming in about something. I might have to be, you know, managing something or ensuring that some. So what you're saying, I get what you're saying, because I recognize that that is what I love to do. So when I get up every day to go to work, I still love going to work. And I think given with all that's happened with COVID-19 and everything and people are losing their jobs, I really count that as a blessing.
Right. And what happens there is that for you, you like the variety. You like the fact that you get to show up at work and every day is going to be new and different. If more of that dove and owl, you would probably like the predictableness, the fact that you're going to go in, you know what you're going to do today because you did it yesterday, and it feels comfortable. But that parrot eagle in you says,
no,
it's a different world, and I'm going to go with the flow, and I'm just going to respond to what happens, and that's fun for me. I'll deal with whatever happens and comes my way. And so you found a role where you can enjoy it because it's different and it's new and exciting every day. Whereas if you were maybe more the dove owl, that might be a little exhausting for you.
True. What other tips or advice or techniques you then tell people in terms of having your style to help you to enhance your life?
Yeah, I think it's all about just not only understanding yourself, but understanding others. If you're someone who can read someone quickly, in other words, you meet them and say, this person's an owl, provide them with more detail. If you meet someone quickly and you see that they're a dove, soften your word, connect with them, ask them about how are you. If you meet someone and you feel like, ah, that's an eagle, they're confident, then be direct, be to the point with them, focus on the goal. I always say, be brief, be brilliant, be gone. Point, and that's it. If you're talking to a parrot, dial up your enthusiasm and energy. So it's not just about understanding yourself. It's about understanding others and flexing to them. That's why my last book was called The Chameleon. The chameleon is very adaptable. It just flexes to whatever needs to happen in the moment. Mm-hmm. And those flexible, adaptable people are very successful.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Does your business lack branding? Having difficulty realizing your vision? Look no further. Splinth Brand Design Consultancy specializes in developing personal and business brands. Services include strategic management, website creation, social media branding, and more. Visit them online at www.wearesplinth.com. Splinth, the brand you need to succeed.
Somebody's listening there saying, at my age, because I am close to a milestone, and I believe I have what I'd call a growth mindset. So I'm always open, but I'm not a lot of persons are like that. And there's some people who will say, at this age and stage, I don't know if I can be flexible, Merrick, or if I can be as adaptable.
Sure. But what I would say is, if you are flexible and adaptable, it will make your relationships easier. And you don't have to flex and adapt in every moment of every day and every interaction. Big ones where you say, you know, this is one of those moments where maybe as an eagle, I need to soften the word. Maybe as a dove, I'm talking to an eagle, I need to be more direct. Hmm. So you just find those moments. It's not changing who you are. It's not changing your personality. It's just act in a given situation. And anybody can try to honor the person around you. It's not about you changing you. It's about you honoring them.
You might repeat that with the question, with the last question I'm about to ask, which is, if you've said a lot and it's a lot to process, and if it is that somebody got nothing from all that was said just now, what is the one idea you'd want to resonate with that person?
I would say it's, don't impose your personality on the people around you. Consider your style, consider theirs, and honor who they are. Don't impose who you are on them.
Excellent note to end on. Thank you so much, Merrick.
Thank you so much for having me, Noreen.
This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, friends forever, strengthening. Friends forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together.